You're listening to the People's Podcast.
Where's Punk? Did you try the Pepsi machine?
On thingsdezsays.net.
Hi, everybody. It's your good friend, J.R. Jim Ross. This is the most excited I'll sound the entire podcast.
It's true. It's true. That's the only time he's a bit animated when he's doing the plugs.
Dude, he is one of the most... I'm sorry, but on his podcast, he is in fact one of the most boring human beings in the world.
Yeah.
I was... He seems to be on the Wrestling Observer radio show like every week now. He might as well have his own podcast there. So he was just like... It was an exciting time, too. It's like, hey, Jim Ross is doing the Tokyo Dome show. And everyone's like...
He's back in wrestling again.
Yeah. And then he comes on the show and he's like, yeah, I'm very excited to be doing the Tokyo Dome. Can't wait to be in Tokyo. It's going to be an exciting time. It doesn't sound like it's going to be an exciting time, Jim Ross.
Come on, sell it. You usually sell me the kaboom box.
Right. He's always yelling at the indie guys for not selling. For once in your life, Jim Ross, sell, damn it.
This was a guy that was trying to send me WWE Volume 4.
I still like the kaboom box.
The kaboom box.
That's my favorite. And speaking of the kaboom box, Throwback Vibes is happening on Thursday. Yeah. So be ready. Keep your eyes on the iTunes feed if you want the longest running monthly retro review podcast on thingsdezsays.net. However, that is not the program you're listening to today. You're listening to the People's Podcast, the only podcast that lets you give Monday morning a spine buster and then later turn on it and join John Cena's team anyway.
Indeed.
That was very elaborate.
That was very elaborate and long-winded.
And obvious.
Very much like a Raw episode these days.
Oh, there's so many exciting things to talk about. Sunday is Survivor Series for us. More importantly, though, tonight, Grumpy Cat on Raw.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I've already booked what's going to happen. I've sent it to Triple H. He's approved it. This is what's going to happen.
Wait. My button broke. Grumpy Cat on Raw. Oh, wait. Wrong button.
He's not on Raw.
That would be weird.
That'd be weird.
Whoever runs the soundboard is fired. Let's try this. Take three. Grumpy Cat on Raw. All right. I'm done. I give up.
Damn it. Damn it.
Somebody's so fired.
Damn it.
I know. Anyway,
Vince would be having a coronary by now.
He would be. There we go. Yeah, let's give it up.
Vince having a coronary is worthy of applause. Okay,
that's what worked. Oh, all right.
Grumpy Cat will be on Raw.
Will be on Raw to promote the Lifetime movie that she has. That's exciting.
Who's gonna do the segment with her? Adam Rose, I'm guessing.
Adam Rose, I'm guessing as well. By the way, I didn't watch most of Raw, but is it true that Adam Rose officially turned heel on Monday?
Not really. It's getting there. Not quite.
Okay. Because I feel like England would be the worst place to turn him heel, because England seems to be the only place that likes Adam Rose.
Is it just me? No.
The last time he was in England, everyone liked him. They were singing his stupid song.
That's because we were in a singing mood that day. We had Bray Wyatt on the show who was singing with us.
Oh, that's true. That was when he was doing the whole "he's got the whole world in his hands" gimmick.
Yeah. We were in a singing mood, so, you know, we just sang along.
Flat reaction for Adam Rose this week?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I still wouldn't turn him in England, and I'm glad they didn't, but I think that's where they're going.
Good. I want someone to kick that bunny's head off.
I still wanted the big, elaborate Adam Rose party entrance at WrestleMania. I thought that would have been awesome. I guess
that wouldn't be awesome.
I guess they wouldn't wait.
Good.
Come on. You wouldn't want Diddy to be in the Adam Rose Exotic Express?
It's Diddy. He's gangster. He doesn't need to be in the Adam Rose Express. Shut up.
What if Grumpy Cat is in the Exotic Express tonight?
That would never happen.
That would be so amazing.
That wouldn't happen. She's too grumpy.
Here's what I feel is going to happen. I feel like the whole segment, and I wish there were more. I wish they did, instead of one big annoying segment, which I always feel falls flat when they bring in celebrities like this.
Do a bunch of segments?
Yeah, just do a series of short pre-tapes.
Like they did with, what's his name, the countdown guy, you know who I mean, Bob Barker.
Oh, yeah, or like with, you know, like when they had Flavor Flav, or...
amazing segments.
Yes, boy, or, My favorite one was with the Muppets, obviously, because I love the Muppets.
Oh, the Muppets one was good too.
Yeah, I think you should just do a series of short pre-tapes with Grumpy Cat. But I think what they're going to end up doing is it's just going to be Adam Rose trying to convince Grumpy Cat not to be a lemon.
Pretty much, but it's Grumpy Cat. She's going to be you know who would be good with Grumpy Cat? DX. I think they'd have fun with Grumpy Cat.
I think they would too. I don't think Grumpy Cat would have fun with DX.
No, but it would be hilarious watching. I'd sit there and watch that. If they can have fun with Dusty Rhodes, they can have fun with anybody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they can. Hey, what are you saying? Dusty Rhodes is fun.
It should have worked. Yeah, he's the one to get. Yeah, exactly. Johnny B. Bad.
By the way, speaking of Grumpy Cat, the official Grumpy Cat, follows me on Twitter. Thank you.
See, this is how grumpy I am, because she followed me, then unfollowed me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The real one or the parody one? Because there are a series of parody Grumpy Cats.
I'm not sure which it is.
I verified this. This is the real Grumpy Cat.
One of them followed me and then promptly unfollowed me.
Well, they hate you for us.
Oh, I've got two words for her. You can piss off.
Oh, precisely.
Yeah, there's a new feud, me and Grumpy Cat.
No, I don't want that feud to be a thing.
Why?
I like Grumpy Cat too much. I feel like if you still wanted Randy Orton to come back, he would come back and RKO Grumpy Cat.
That'd be awesome.
But I don't think Grumpy Cat is willing to take a bump for Randy Orton.
She would take it for The Rock, though, I reckon.
I think she would. She would be into it. I wish you had Teddy Hart on Raw so that he could try and domesticate Grumpy Cat.
Why not Ernest or Cat Miller? They can have a dance-off. All you need is a young dragon just kind of wandering around in the background.
Yes. Ernest the Cat Miller versus...
versus Grumpy Cat.
Yes. In a karate-off.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. All right, we've talked this thing to death. But yes, Grumpy Cat will be on one segment tonight on what is the go-home show for Survivor Series.
See, why couldn't they bring her in like a couple of weeks ago? Why now?
It doesn't matter. They always do this. It's not like every segment on the show is dedicated to selling Survivor Series anyway.
It should be.
They always do the first segment. I agree, it should be. They always do the first segment and the last segment. And those are basically the two.
And the hour segment. Sells.
Yes.
The top of the second hour.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. That's basically what they do, man. That's it.
Yeah. They were in the home of the Beatles this week.
Ah, yes. Liverpool.
Liverpool.
Yes. This is the European tour, and so unfortunately, you're going to get a Raw that really doesn't mean much.
Although this week kind of did, well, some parts of it.
I think in the grand scheme of things, it was pretty much a Raw.
Although, have you noticed, I think the ones they do after WrestleMania feel a lot bigger? Because I think the O2 is just a bigger arena, and it's London, so I would say that because it's home.
Yeah, but I think
the London show feels bigger than the Winter Fall show.
They do, but in the grand scheme of things, if you really look at what happens on Raw from England, it's never anything super big.
Yeah, the only big thing that's ever happened over here is that Shawn Michaels Cena match. That was an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only thing.
So what I think is, I was telling off the air, my favorite thing that they did this week is they told a really nice self-contained one-episode story with Ryback, where in the beginning, we were led to believe that he turned heel, that beast. He just turned babyface. Why is he turning heel? I loved following along with the spoilers because all of the nerds immediately up in arms. Why did he turn him heel again?
Why did he turn? He just came back.
Oh, my God. This is such terrible booking.
What is Hunter doing? Has he lost the plot?
And then by the end of things, in fact, he was still babyface and joining Team Cena. So it looks like right now, Team Cena is...
okay, let's see which names... There's a standout name that kind of sticks out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
We'll let you guys figure out who it is.
Which of these does not belong? Ready? John Cena. I feel like that one kind of belongs in Team Cena.
Yeah, yeah.
Ryback, who was just...
Okay,
added.
That belongs because, you know, he's a big... They're going to start pushing him again by the looks of things.
Dolph Ziggler.
Again, makes sense because, you know, they did that whole spiel the other week.
Yeah, at least they built to Dolph Ziggler being on the team. They made it mean something.
Mm.
I forgot the other one.
The American dude?
No. Wait, do they only have four right now?
Oh, no, they have five. Sorry, they do have five.
Who's the one besides there? Him? Oh, yeah, Big Show's there.
Fine because he's a giant and, you know, it adds Mark a bit Henry. Of muscle to the team considering Team Authority have a Russian on their team.
And Mark Henry's on their team, so that makes sense because they're feuding.
Yes.
Okay. And then Jack Swagger.
What?
Which makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. I don't... Why?
Put Sheamus on the team.
They didn't even explain why Jack Swagger is on the team.
If Sheamus is feuding with Rusev now, correct? Put Sheamus on the team.
Okay, I'll give you that. However, I want to enjoy Survivor Series.
We don't like Sheamus. But his in-ring performance isn't that bad, Des. Come on.
I just don't like him.
I know. You could have Christian's back. Put Christian on the team.
Yeah. For some reason. Although, it'll be the Jack Swagger effect where we don't understand why he's on the team.
But he's Christian. He doesn't need any explanation.
That's true. He could explain it in a 2-minute
Captain Charisma tone.
There you go. And
which also begs the question, what the hell is Randy Orton going to do?
I'm guessing he's just going to miss the show.
Which doesn't make any sense, but considering he is on the hottest streak of his career right now.
Oh, you know what? If he misses a pay-per-view and then he comes back a little bit later and he just kills everyone, because he has reason to kill everyone now.
Randy Orton's a dangerous man when he wants to kill people.
Yes, he'll be super hot. But I would have put him on Survivor Series. It's a WWE movie. It's not like he couldn't get the day off and go do Survivor Series.
Unless he does Survivor Series and comes in right at the end. Triple H might try and interfere and he drops Triple H or something.
I guess. I would have at least announced him on the Go Home Raw.
And say, it doesn't look like they're going to do that, though, does it?
I don't feel it. Unless they, like, kill Jack Swagger.
Which isn't really that difficult to do.
Yeah, because, again, I don't think he belongs on the team. Like, what if they do what they did with Kofi Kingston a few years ago in the Elimination Chamber, where Edge came in and murdered him?
Murdered him, yeah. That's good.
Then he wins the chamber.
Ugh, I hated that show.
I bet you did.
Ugh.
By the way, Team Authority is Randy Orton. Seth Rollins, Kane, Mark Henry, Rusev, and someone else that I don't remember.
Someone else that I don't recall. I don't think they've named him yet, have they? It was meant to be Ryback, so it's not been named.
Oh, that's right. We don't have a fifth member for Team Authority yet.
It could be. The game could come out and break his water shortage rule. What better, you know, if a job needs doing, who better to do it?
I suppose, but I really would have... I mean, I wouldn't announce that on the last Raw. I would have built that up a little more. Because it is Triple H. I would want it to be advertised
more. A big deal.
Although, saying that...
It is a free show, remember, so...
Yeah. Saying that, though, I have been baffled that he hasn't announced himself already. Because he was always... The whole build-up has been, we need the strongest team that we can possibly have. But he didn't put himself on it.
Why? This is Triple H.
Yeah, it's a Triple H thing to do. It's like, Triple H is notoriously proud of himself, the Triple H character.
Notoriously proud. And he always says, so if a job needs doing.
Yeah. So I just love that he's like, it's going to be the best team of all time, but I'm not on it.
Why isn't he called Shawn Michaels? That's his best friend.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, call in some favors, man.
Yeah.
I have a stat for you, by the way.
All right.
The Authority. Now, we have had 45 Raws this year.
Indeed.
In the opening segment, Triple H and Stephanie have appeared in 28 of them.
I entirely believe that. I'm
now,
so tired of turning on Raw and being excited for Raw, and every single time, it's the exact same opening segment.
I don't mind if it's Triple H yelling at someone, or holding Randy Orton back, or holding Dean Ambrose back, or something. Right. What I do mind is Stephanie. I mind this.
Okay.
Because all summer, it was her and Brie.
Yes.
Opening the show and closing it sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
So this I had a problem with. And if you go back in the beginning of the year, Daniel Bryan and Triple H were usually doing the middle segment.
Yeah.
So
somebody's tea's ready.
What?
It sounds like your tea's ready over there.
Tea? What do you want about?
I hear a kettle whistling.
That is not a kettle.
Ah. Well, you're British, so it might as well be.
Yeah. Is it really that loud?
No.
Oh, okay.
You're right, though. I mean, I used to hate Stephanie with a passion. I've started to enjoy her as in this role. I think she's really good at it.
She's an annoying human being.
Yes, but I'm just tired of the same people opening the segment. Here's a novel idea. Why not start Raw with
a match.
A wrestling match? Yeah, let's start with wrestling. Credit to Nitro. And I don't do this often, but Nitro oftentimes would do their annoying NWO talking segment second. And they would start with a wrestling match.
But to kill that kind of your nostalgic WCW, that NWO segment would last at least 45 to an hour.
That is true. And they would come in at the end of the match and just kill both of the guys in the ring. But still, it would at least start with action. And yes, if you're a casual fan and you're tuning into wrestling, you think, cool, there's wrestling. Imagine being a casual fan and tuning into wrestling, and there's this guy and his wife in the ring talking.
Granted, one of the guys is quite big and is scary and uses a man voice.
Yeah, but it's still a guy and his wife just talking. That, well, to me, that would make me want to change the channel.
Okay, let's speculate now. Say they do lose on Sunday.
Right.
Who's going to run Raw?
I don't think they're going to lose.
And SmackDown. Well, if the rumors are true, then the rumors about Mrs. Helmsley, Levesque, whatever.
Right.
She's going to be written off TV. Do you think Triple H will run it on his own?
I mean...
He could do it. I'm not saying he can't do it.
Yeah, that's what would make sense to me. I don't understand taking them out of power for that, unless they just think, you know...
The authority storyline is played out.
Which could be true, I guess. But I would have...
Well, they're planning to... Rumors are that they're planning to bring back the Vince versus Triple H power struggle storyline.
That they were doing last year?
That they were going to do last year, but Daniel Bryan and... Well, a certain CM Punk decided to be a baby.
Yes. At the beginning of this show, we had a clip of Kane wondering where CM Punk was. he's at home writing a comic book. That's where he is.
Indeed. Good luck to him.
Good for him. Writing for him. By the way.
Right. And he's on TV. He was on TV yesterday. He was doing the Walking Dead something.
Oh, the Talking Dead.
Yeah.
Good for him. He's having a good time.
He is having a good time.
So anyway, yeah, if they bring back that storyline for WrestleMania, I would have, I guess, like Triple H can find a way to screw Cena, and then you can go into WrestleMania and build the animosity between Triple H and Vince, which they already started doing.
They've already started doing it. Now, if The Rock had just signed on for another movie, the word is that they still wanted to do Rock versus Triple H, but The Rock had just signed on to do another movie, and he's also doing promo for Fast 7. And I don't think he's going to take the risk of having a match.
I wouldn't.
At WrestleMania again.
Yeah.
And getting injured again.
Again. I wouldn't do it. So I don't know where you go with that.
Neither do I. And I don't know who you would use, because I'm assuming Cena's going to be busy with someone else.
Right.
I don't know who, but he'll be busy with someone else. Who else could Vince turn to?
To bring in...
Randy Orton?
Randy Orton versus Triple H.
No, I don't want to see Randy Orton Triple H at WrestleMania again.
The epic rematch.
To be fair to them, it wasn't that bad. It was just because that match was... The fans were emotionally played out at that point.
Yeah, nobody cared at that point.
Nobody cared, because I had that epic Shawn Michaels Undertaker match, the first one.
That's true as well. If it's not The Rock, and again, Rock versus Triple H in 2015 doesn't... I don't know. It doesn't.
I think fans would. No, I think fans would buy it. It's The Rock, and as you proved the other week, he can do anything.
That's true. He can, but to me, it just doesn't sound appealing. It's a rematch.
The feud was hot. That feud doesn't never get. It but was, you're right. I don't think they've done everything that they could do. Except they never had a Hell in a Cell match. But I don't think they're gonna do that.
Let's bring back Hulk Hogan.
I'll kill you. Triple H will kill him.
What if Vince chooses Grumpy Cat?
Ah,
yes.
Now there's an idea.
Yeah, that would be bad. Triple H sold.
And what if Vince turns to the one man that Triple H knows better than anybody else in the world?
He's not going to turn to Shawn Michaels.
I hope not.
No.
I've been dreading this match for the last 5 years, haven't I?
Shawn doesn't want to do it. He's not going to... I hope he doesn't do it.
I say every year. I get worried every year around this time.
Yeah.
Because usually Shawn Michaels appears and they have a little argument or something.
Yeah. Shawn's, I think, perfectly happy hunting and driving his kids to piano class.
If he has one more match, great. But if he doesn't, then fine.
Sure. I think he will have one more match, but it still feels too soon. Granted, it's been like 4 years, but it still feels too soon.
He's not Ric Flair. He's not Ric Flair. Also, we got to factor in that WrestleMania, a certain beast will be back.
That is true. Maybe defending the title. Maybe not.
Maybe not. I still think he will be defending the title, if I'm honest.
I kind of like my booking idea, so I feel like he's going to lose it before Mania.
Ooh, so also Roman Reigns wins the title at Mania against Rollins?
Against Rollins, yeah. Vince could pick Ambrose.
Huh?
Vince could pick Ambrose and just keep it within the company.
That's not going to happen.
Triple H versus Ambrose?
That's not going to happen.
Promos would be awesome.
The match would be awesome.
Yeah. You don't think it's going to happen?
It's not going to happen.
All right.
You know what Vince is like. Vince found it hard to put Daniel Bryan in the main event. Vince left.
I think Vince likes Ambrose more than he likes Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, well, maybe Ambrose is a little bit more marketable, isn't he?
In a weird way.
Yeah.
He put Dean Ambrose in a movie.
He did, so...
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
It's interesting. If he does pick Ambrose, that'd be a good... Because Triple H would put him over.
Yeah, he would. Triple H has put... He sold for Brie Bella. He would sell for Grumpy Cat, and he would sell for Dean Ambrose.
You know what? We always say Triple H doesn't sell. He didn't put anyone over in the early days. We'll give him that. Well, over the last 10 years, he has, you know.
Sure. We're not... Yeah. During his run, he was very conscious about himself. But you're right. He's been putting people over a lot lately.
I mean, he put Cena over, and then he put... Well, obviously, he put Batista and them over.
Well, he had to, because those guys were...
Evolution.
Carry things afterward or whatever, which... Batista ended up not doing.
Cena did.
Sure.
He put Sheamus over, obviously. Yeah. No, then he killed him.
He did. So... He didn't put him over at all.
Huh?
He murdered him. Remember that?
Sheamus didn't do anything for like 6 months afterwards.
Do you remember? It was like, oh, when's Triple H going to come back and have his great WrestleMania match with Sheamus? It's going to be awesome.
And then he's going to come back and they're going to have this rematch?
Yeah. And he just came out and he killed him for like 5 minutes, then he left.
Put it through the table and right, where's that Undertaker now?
Yes. Oh, wrestling's awesome. Yeah. So
put Daniel Bryan over last year, and it was a really good match, actually. I really enjoyed it. I went back to watch it again just a while back.
It was quite
good. Not the whole show, because I can't watch that whole show, but opening.
Yeah. And then in non-WWE news.
Wait, we haven't finished with WWE yet. Well, I'm not, anyway.
What else happened?
What the hell is Bray Wyatt's problem? He's got a beef with Dean Ambrose because his dad had something to do with being in jail.
I've given up on Bray Wyatt until he starts to explain to me why he dislikes people. I'm done with him. I'm just gonna tune out whenever he talks.
Cause nothing he says makes any kind of sense.
No, it makes no sense.
And it hasn't made sense since about July.
Whenever he finishes feud with Cena.
Yeah.
After that point, why are you mad? Why are you...
Okay, you lost the feud to Cena, granted, but you had a great victory in a cage. Yeah.
And also, why are you attacking Dean Ambrose in the main event of a pay-per-view? Why? Why are you...
Dean Ambrose has done nothing to you.
And why are you bothering to spend all of this money? Because I'm assuming that Bray Wyatt... It was Bray Wyatt who spent the money to create a hologram of a genie to appear in smoke just so that Bray Wyatt could sneak into the cell and kill Dean Ambrose. Why are you going through that much effort? Why? Explain to me why.
Why could you do what Kane did and break the door or do what Edge did and stand there like a cameraman?
Yeah, it's less effort involved.
Yeah, why be so elaborate?
I don't know. And I don't think we'll ever get answers. I think they're just going to fight. And they're going to fight. And I'm not going to care because there's no valid reason for these two men to not like each other.
But there wasn't a valid reason for Bray Wyatt not to like Jericho either. Jericho had a reason, obviously, afterwards.
And I didn't enjoy that feud either because, again, there was no reason for Bray Wyatt to hate Jericho.
There's no reason for anybody to hate Chris Jericho.
Except for,
apart from Rock and Austin.
Maybe Bray Wyatt hated his catchphrase, but he should have said so.
Yeah, that's all you had to do was tell him.
Or he disliked his second book.
How can anyone dislike the second book?
Or, like Zack Ryder, Bray Wyatt also wrote a foreword, and Jericho didn't use it in his book.
Speaking of Jericho's book,
yeah.
If you go to thinkasdeathsays.net, click on the thing that says, click here!
Click here! It takes you to a very special place.
Not Disneyland.
No.
Not Toys R Us.
No. Not,
not Barnes & Noble.
Not the Nintendo store.
Not the PlayStation store.
Quiet. Or the M&M store. I love that place.
It's an M&M store?
Yeah, there's one in Las Vegas and there's one in New York.
Ah.
And I'm quite honestly surprised there's not one in London.
Indeed. Well, there might be. I don't know.
Where does it take you, though?
It does take you to the Amazon.com that you know and love.
Yes.
And you can purchase.
Purchase.
The Chris Jericho. Best in the world at, I have no idea.
Yeah. It's available now in 3 different formats.
Whoa, 3.
Yeah, that's right. Not one, not two, but 3. You can buy it in the hardcover edition.
The traditional one.
Because it's always good when you can get a concussion from what you're reading.
Indeed. As Mick Foley showed Al Snow back in the day.
Yes. You can also buy it via the Kindle and have it delivered.
Because it's also good to not get a concussion when you're reading a book.
That's right. And you can have it delivered wirelessly and effortlessly to your e-reading device. And if you're
traveling around and say you're on a flight and you wanted to just lay back and listen to something.
How long is it from London to California?
8 hours, 9 hours.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be more than that. Well, you can listen to half of the audiobook version when you do
that. Which he's not reading.
He's not reading it. Some other guy.
Yeah.
Read by not Chris Jericho.
Oh, now there's a Twitter.
I don't want to see that Twitter.
Not Chris Jericho.
So yes, that is available, and every purchase you make goes, well, small percentage of it goes back to us at no extra cost to you, so we can continue to buy
expensive things. You can buy like replica WWE titles in there for like $350. Do it.
Do it. By all means, do it. It'll help us a little bit. And then I can buy my own replica title.
I always wanted one. Not gonna lie.
I have two toy ones.
I had the toy ones. I had the Smoking Skull one, actually.
I have the old school cruiserweight title.
Because you are a cruiserweight, of course.
Of course. And the United States title. I never even had a WWE title. I don't know. I just got them. Somebody let me borrow them, and I just never gave them back to that person.
I had the Smoking Skull one. I had the, you know, the classic Eagle WWE title belt.
Yeah,
I had that one.
From the pre-spinner era.
Yeah, the pre-spinner, which is actually my favorite one.
Really?
Not a spinner one. The pre-spinner one.
Oh yeah, that's everyone's favorite.
I hated the spinner one actually.
Spinner one.
What about the rated R one?
Yeah. That one,
you know,
was also.
You know what we both need to buy? We need to buy the belt that Jeff Hardy got when he joined Immortal.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
Nobody needs to buy that one.
Even I don't want that.
Do not give anyone your money for that particular product.
Even I don't want that belt.
That's true. Can we talk about New Japan now?
Let's talk about New Japan now.
The Tokyo Dome show, as we announced last week. Well, we didn't announce it, but we mentioned it.
No, we announced it.
Yeah, okay.
We speculated, at least.
We did. It will be, in fact, on North American pay-per-view. Sorry for us.
Woo!
And
as always, it's right. You get everything for free. You get the network for free. You get Ring of Honor pay-per-views for free. You get New Japan. Well, not for free. You get New Japan pay-per-views. You get everything. You know what you can do? You can take your pay-per-views and you can enjoy them.
We will, in fact, because they will be available here in North America, and they will be available in English. And as we started
alluded
to, show
to
off,
at the beginning,
we alluded to it. They will be announced at least
by
in
the.
Part.
But I'm going to say it. In my opinion, because I know you're a big Joey Styles, Mike. In my opinion, the greatest wrestling announcer of all time,
Jim Ross, will be announcing the
Gordon
Tokyo
Sully.
Dome.
No,
Gordon Sully, you dick. Lance Russell.
No. Lee Marshall.
May he rest in peace.
May he rest in peace. No. Yeah. No, it's JR. Jim Ross is the greatest, in my opinion, of all time.
He is he's a very good announcer. And
I hope they let him do what he wants to do. Like, don't produce him. Let him do it the way he wants to do it.
You really think Jeff Jarrett is going to produce? Have you watched TNA in 2003?
Yeah, never mind. Never mind. He let fine. Don West do what he wanted. Never mind.
Oh, my God.
JR's going to be fine.
They should have Jim Ross and Don West.
Oh, no, they shouldn't.
I already did this bit. I think it'd be awesome.
No, I think JR would want to kill him.
Jim Ross is going to do a great job of introducing
casual fans.
Who
do you think
will
be the play-by-play? The color.
I don't know. Honestly,
get Hillbilly Jim.
I would prefer it if there wasn't color.
Really?
It was just Jim Ross.
You think JR could do it on his own?
I think he could.
Hmm.
All he's going to do is try and introduce these
Japanese guys.
Yeah. Get people to know who these people are.
Is AJ going to be on the show?
Yes.
Oh, JR calling an AJ match.
I think he's going to be tagging with Jeff Jarrett, which is going to be weird.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Indeed.
That just ruined my...
Yeah, Jeff Jarrett.
My reverie. Yeah.
Jeff Jarrett's in a Bullet Club now.
Oh, yeah, of course he is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Slap nut.
Yes.
So you think JR would do it on his own?
I think he can. I do think they will give him a color commentator, though. I don't know who it's going
CM
to be.
CM Punk.
Probably not.
That's not going to happen. It'd be nice, though.
Who's available? Who's a good color commentator?
If you say Vampiro, I'll kill you.
He is available.
I'll kill you.
Mongo McMichael?
No! Matt Stryker?
Yeah, I don't think he fits in New Japan, though.
You're right. Who is available?
Yeah, it's a tough call. I think it'd be cool if you did Jim
Ross. Can you get one of the Ring of Honor guys to do it? Can you get Carino to do it?
I don't know if Carino has a contract with Ring of Honor.
So Carino could do it.
What an interesting dynamic that would be.
That would be an interesting dynamic, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Carino is one of the most knowledgeable guys about New Japan. He did such a good job on the Ring of Honor shows.
That'd be good. I think that'd be a good dynamic, actually. Thinking about it.
Crazy dynamic. Jim Ross and Steve Carino.
Oh, and if Carino was a heel, oh, that'd be so much fun.
I would love it. In fact, I would accept nothing less.
Because Carino's learned from Heyman. So there'd be all kinds of
What about Jim Ross and Mike Tenay?
Yeah, but he's under contract with them.
Yeah, but by the time January 4th comes around, who knows what the contracts are going to be like.
Yeah, but he's loyal. He'll still be with them.
I would love that dynamic. Have they ever called a match together in WCW?
No. Mike Tenay came in like 94. JR left by
true.
Then.
Yeah, he left by then. Oh, that'd be a great dynamic. Because Jim Ross is great.
Oh, bring Tony Schiavone back for one show.
No.
Stay tuned, fans.
Stay tuned, fans. There are no commercials, but still stay tuned.
Yeah. This show is on the classic wrestling day, January the 4th.
Yeah.
Legendary. If you're a Mick Foley fan.
Yes.
If you're a Kevin Nash fan, not so.
Or yeah. That'll definitely put asses in seats, though.
It will. Actually will.
Yes.
Will you be staying awake?
I will, in fact. I will. It starts at 1 a.m. here. Wait.
See, now you know how it's going to feel, Des. Now you know how it's going to feel.
I've ordered my Death Wish coffee. And yes, that is, in fact, what it is called, Death Wish coffee. And I'm ready for this. It's going to be fun.
You know, have you ever watched a show at 1 a.m. in the morning? Like a full show? Like live?
No, not live.
You start losing the will to live about 3 o'clock.
Not if it's awesome like this show's going
to
be.
Oh, no. The only time I do it nowadays, I used to do it a lot for Des, who used to make me watch TNA. I used to do it a lot, and I used to want to lose the will to live. I used to tell him so via DM.
I used to make you stay up to watch TNA, really?
Yeah, because you didn't want to do it.
I was a terrible person for us. I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
I know.
You got anger out of it, which you seem to love.
It was ratings, man.
Nowadays, the only time I do it is for the WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I can't do it anymore. I'm getting old.
One time, I made Faraz stay up to watch WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
And then I made him do a podcast.
That podcast is probably still up somewhere.
Yeah, you didn't go to bed until like 8 a.m. that morning.
Yeah. It's horrible.
What a time.
I couldn't speak. Do you remember? There was one award. There's one award show we did, and we started at 4 in the morning.
That's true.
That was the longest award show in the history of life.
Complete with technical issues. I think that one's gone. I think that one's disappeared.
Oh, thank God for that. Although it had the awesome Des promo at the end.
Did it really? Oh, that's right. I still have the promo somewhere.
and if you enjoy the rivalry that Des and I had, we might discuss it in the best of rivalries that we potentially might start.
At some point. That's true. At some point. Yeah. We should just dedicate one to ourselves.
Yeah. It was a good rivalry because we actually made people legit believe it.
We could record it in California so that we may potentially come to blows at the end.
Oh, we should do it like the rivalries that they did with Brett and Sean.
Yeah.
Have someone interview.
In a very boring monotone voice, they'll interview us. And I'll just threaten to take off my jacket.
I'll just sit there. I'll just pretend like I don't remember anything.
It's
like
true,
Sean did. He legit didn't remember anything.
He was on so many drugs, though. What? How could anyone expect him to remember anything?
Because Brett's like, yeah, you said this. No, I said I dropped the title to you. And you're like, yeah, you wouldn't drop the title to me. And do you remember that, Sean? Sean's like, no.
I did. No, he's like, I don't deny I said that. I just don't remember.
I don't deny I said it, but I don't remember saying it.
Basically admitting, yeah, I did a lot of drugs in the 90s.
But look at me now.
Yeah, I love that. I'm gonna watch that again at some point.
It's a great like little documentary.
It's so good.
And the WWE have never done another one since.
I really feel like that's a mistake.
It really is. Can you imagine if they did an Austin Vince one? Oh, man.
Hey, who knows? Maybe in like 20 years, they'll do a Chris Jericho and a Bray Wyatt one.
Bray Wyatt one. And Bray Wyatt still won't tell us why he hated Chris Jericho.
Jericho will be like, so why did you hate me? And he's like, I don't remember, man. I don't remember.
They'll be tag team champions by that point.
Chris Jericho will be 60 and still wrestling.
And he'll still be awesome.
Yeah. Oh, he will be. He says if he gets to a point where he can't be awesome, he's going to stop wrestling. Which will
Ric
be never.
Ric Flair should have taken that into consideration.
Hey, Ric Flair is still awesome. You leave him alone.
Did you watch TNA?
That was TNA. It's impossible to be awesome in that company.
Unless your name is AJ Styles.
That's true. And even then, he was like defying the odds.
Yeah. Yeah, he was lucky that Samoa Joe decided that he cared at that point.
Yes.
And so did Christopher Daniels.
For some reason.
They were caring at that point.
All right. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Wrestling has been fun this week, y'all. I hope you enjoy Raw tonight. Enjoy Grumpy Cat. If you don't like things the way I do, then don't be too angry about it.
No, people are, though. You know that, don't you?
And yeah, people are weird. It's one segment, guys. Cheer up.
Look, it'll be better than the segment that we had what's her name? Kathy Lee?
Oh, my God. Holy Christ. I ranted about... Thank you for bringing that up for us. I was having such a good day. God damn it, I hated that segment. It was so unbearably bad.
Mm. I want Vince to have interaction with Grumpy Cat, though. That would make my day.
Hello, Grumpy Cat.
Damn it.
Smile, damn it. We put smiles on people's faces.
He'd make fun of the Grumpy Cat like he did with JR. Those old snide remarks.
Oh, man. It's going to be so good. It's either this segment or they're going to give another segment to Brie and Nikki Bella. So you nerds choose.
Exactly. By the way, congratulations to Paige, who was number one in the PW Illustrated Top 50 Women of the Year.
Yeah. Good job to her. I'm not going to go on that rant.
You leave Paige alone.
I just think there are so many women on the Indies who deserve it so much more.
You leave Paige alone.
All right. We are on Twitter, so follow us at Des Delgadillo, at The Wisp, hashtag West Coast Wispy.
We need to get that off the ground, really, don't we?
We're going to be taping a Greatest Rivalries podcast, apparently.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. About ourselves.
That rivalry lasted all of 1 month.
That was great rivalry.
It was 2 months, actually. Never mind. Hey,
we booked that shit. There was a payoff. There was a
There was me pretending to collapse.
Yes. It was pretty
Jeff Hardy-esque.
It was very geeky. It was great.
It was. So many wrestling references that not many other people would get except us.
Yeah. It was booked exclusively for us.
We didn't care about anyone else.
You can subscribe on iTunes. Leave a review. There's a link on this post if you're not already subscribed. I don't know what you're doing with yourself.
Why aren't you? Why?
I don't know. What, you're dropping the ball.
Indeed you are.
And remember to use the Amazon link on thingsdesaz.net because every purchase you make goes back to helping us, which is good.
Indeed. We'll be back next week for the Survivor Series review show.
Yes. And
Thursday, you know, before we go, we talked about this off air. Survivor Series moments, your favorite one.
Last year, I watched the first Survivor Series. And I don't know if they've done it ever again since, but the first Survivor Series had like the classic Survivor Series tag match, but it was all with tag teams.
Oh, you mean like, it was the Hart Foundation and the Rougeaus.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty awesome.
They kind of did it, they didn't, never mind, because there was CM Punk in that match as well. Never mind.
He was, as usual, he was the guy that ruined everything. what other moments? The 2002 Chamber, I think, is one that you can't forget.
That's my favorite moment.
Yeah, that was a really good moment. Shawn Michaels coming back and finally winning the title. That was cool.
Granted, he only held it for 1 month, but that's fine.
Yeah.
There was a really good Survivor Series in 06, where like every match was a Survivor Series, traditional Survivor Series match, except the stupid Batista match with Booker T.
Oh, that's right. That was when he won the title back.
Yeah.
And he ended the epic run that was King Booker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was just a good Survivor Series. If you listen on Thursday, I'll let you know my thoughts on Survivor Series 1998.
Yeah, in fact, yeah. Throwback Vibes is on Thursday.
Mm.
Yeah, so we'll let you know thoughts on that.
Oh, you know what a good Survivor Series was, Des? The 2001 one, when they killed WCW and ECW, and they killed them. They died officially.
The end of the invasion?
Yes.
Where they just ruined everything. All of the hype to that. When Paul Heyman did that awesome promo, was that before the Invasion show? Or was that before Survivor Series?
No, that was before Survivor Series.
All right. That was on SmackDown before Survivor Series. That.
Oh, my God.
That was heart-tinglingly good.
Woo! Paul Heyman is absolute best.
Yeah. All right. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
And tune in for Throwback Vibes on Thursday. And if you don't, Faraz has got two words for you.
Piss off.